so, Anhui, thanks so much for being here today. The title of my message today is I Decide What I Think. I decide what I'm going to think. Let's acknowledge Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, praise you for giving us choices. We thank you that you're showing us the right choice, the wrong choice, the choice that will last us forever for eternity, and the one that's the poor choice that will bring destruction. Thank you and praise you. Give you all the glory. So yeah, we do have a choice. I lay before you life and death. Choose life. We have a choice. We can decide. Yes, God is sovereign, but he has decided that we have choices. He's laying before us life and death, and then he suggests that we choose life. Proverbs 23:7 says, what he thinks is what he really is. What a man thinks, so is he. I wanted to read this to you here in the Passion Translation. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you and pay attention to that all I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Now, this is if you want life to the full until it overflows. If you want good, because as you think you are, and so filling up with this word is what's being said. Okay, and so then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellsprings of life. Wow. So deciding what you're going to think has to do with what you put in, like a computer. What you put in into the computer, what you want it to do for you, is what it'll do, right? I believe it's a hard drive. What you put on it is how your computer will function. And God is saying, as a man thinks, that's who he is. What you decide to think, you can decide to think your opinion, someone else's opinion. You can decide to be conformed to this world and not change, not renew your mind, and not change your thinking to adapt to his. You can decide not to abide in him and him not abide in you. Or you can decide that he abides in you and you abide in him, and you could ask what you will. You know, Proverbs says that the word is life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. We just read that, but I'm used to reading the Amplified Classic Bible, and that's what it says. My son, pay attention to my word. And that's what he's saying here. Pay attention to the word. Another translation of Proverbs 4:23, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Wow. Be careful how you think. You know, so often you can get in a rut of taking on the enemy's thoughts. And he always likes to get you to think the doom and the gloom, to feel sorry for yourself. And if you keep down that path, that's a life that you're going to live, but we have to stop that. We have to stop him. We're to take authority over him and not think his thoughts. Take captive every thought and make it like Christ. Bring it into the obedience of the word. If you want to have good success, if you want life to the full until it overflows, that's what you want to do. You want to think his thoughts. You want to think the word, as we just read. It shapes, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So the word is going to shape your thoughts into life to the full, till it overflows. When you think the word, when you think on these things, you're forming your life. And that's why you can't say you're a Christian when you don't know the word, because then you know how to, you don't know how to think, and then you're not actually Christ-like. 2 Corinthians 10 in the Passion Translation. Although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that has risen up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish and trace any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. So we're not going to have all the trouble that the world has. We're not going to be fighting against each other when we're thinking the word, because when we're thinking the word, we're putting that in our mind, how we want to think, and how we think is going to be life to the full, till it overflows, right thinking. You're going to be thinking the word, and when you think the word, you're not going to have trouble, because you're going to be doing the right thing all the time. And so we got to practice just thinking the word all the time, taking captive every thought and thinking the word, not thinking just any old thing that comes to our mind, not thinking the thoughts of the enemy, but thinking the word of God. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, right now, my computer, it thinks a certain way. It doesn't go back and forth. It just does what it's programmed to do. And we got to program ourselves to do the word of God, to say the word of God, to think the word of God. If you think it, then you're going to do it. If you think it, you're going to say it. And if you say it, it has power. And if you do it, it has power. Notice at the end of this, it said, since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. And obedience is doing the word, saying the word, thinking the word. If you think in line with the word of God, you're going to be doing that word, and you're going to be on His side. And you're going to have good. You're going to have the answers. You're going to be doing His will. You're going to be in agreement with Him. And so you decide. God has given you the power to decide. Will you think His word? Will you do His word? Will you act on His word? Will you program your mind with His word? Romans 12:2, change your mind. Don't be conformed to the world, but change your thinking to as like the word of God. And then you can prove for yourself, His will is good and perfect. So by His stripes I was healed, I'm not sick. And if you think that, you're going to act that, you're going to say that, and then it's going to happen. But you can't be a double-minded man, because a double-minded man won't receive anything from the Lord. And so you don't let the enemy come in your mind and tell you what to think. You don't have other people come into your life and tell you what to think. And so often they want to do that. I have many people that will say things to me, like, because I'm very stubborn in what I think, because when I started hearing the word of God and learning the word of God, and I would go even to church, I was hearing opposed to that. And so I shut it out, because I learned this. Take captive every thought. Don't think those thoughts. And so I wouldn't think them. So often people get frustrated with me because I will only think the word. I won't consider what they think or their opinion, because the word is what I decided to think. I think what God thinks. If I don't know what to think, if a situation comes up and I don't know what to do, what to think, then I will ask him, and then he tells me what to think. So often, somebody will say, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I said, I agree with the word. I think what the word thinks. So, but what do you think? It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the word says, what God thinks, what Jesus thinks. What I think is obsolete. What he thinks is right and true and perfect. I've come in agreement with him, not him in agreement with me. He cares what I think and how I feel, but what I think and how I feel isn't going to prosper me unless it comes in agreement with what he thinks and how he feels. What he says is right and true. And so when we have knowledge, my people perish for lack of knowledge. When we have knowledge, when we have his knowledge, we're going to prosper in every area of our life. And who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to think his knowledge? Who wouldn't want the revelation knowledge of knowing how to live above and beyond in more than you can ask or think realm? God is so good. When we're recreated in his likeness, when we're born anew, it's a new life. It's a new place to live. It's new thinking. It's a new dream. We're going to live that dream that he put on the inside of us. That more than you can ask or think, Ephesians 3:20 said. God has more for you than you can even imagine. More for you than you can even ask or think. Way above what you thought. What you're thinking you can do, what you're thinking, you know, this little dream that you can do for yourself. That's deciding what you're going to think, really. It's little. But what he has for you is more. More than you can ask or think or imagine. And so when he starts sharing you what's on his mind, what he's thinking, then you want to change your mind to think that so you can cause that to come to pass. Because you have to say and think and act for that to happen. Act it out. And you will when you think it, when you train yourself to think the word. You're going to start acting the word. You start living the word. You're going to be in agreement with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, with your Father. And when you're in agreement with him, that is when he can do all those promises that you see in the word. He's no respecter of persons. When you think his thoughts, when you do his will, which will make you completely obedient to him, then he can do them more than you can ask or think. Gotta be in agreement with him. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will and it will be done for you. He said, I'm gonna go, you're gonna do what I was doing and even greater. You gotta come in agreement with that. Okay, I'm gonna do what you did and even greater things. And you meditate that word. You really actually brainwash yourself into thinking the word of God and not thinking your old thoughts anymore. It's a decision. I decide what I'm going to think. Right? So he said, if I believe, I'll speak in new tongues, I'll cast out demons, I'll lay hands on the sick. So I'm going to do that. And the first time you think that, you know, it's a little rough, because you're not used to thinking that. But you keep thinking it. You say, I'm going to think this. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to think it. I choose this. Or you can just, and this is bothersome to me, but you can think, I have cancer and I'm going to die and I don't know God's will, and it might be his will that I go right now. The word doesn't say that. And if you're thinking the word, if you've decided to think the word, you can think what you want, or you can think the word. And the word says, by his stripes you were healed. The word says he has something for you to do here and now. He's asking you to be a witness. So it's not his will, but because you haven't looked at the word and changed your mind and changed what you thought and decided to think his thoughts, you don't know his will. And it's your part to know his will. His word is his will, what he thinks, what he said. Coming into agreement with him is when you learn his will. Or some people say, well, you know, my mom was broke, my dad was broke, my grandma and grandpa were broke, I'm going to be broke, I'm never going to have anything, I'm never going to amount to anything, my mom even told me that. You decided to think that. And when you decide to think that, you're bringing it to pass. What he thinks is what he really is. What you think about yourself is who you really are. And so if you think that you're a good-for-nothing person, if you let the enemy continually play that tape in your head, that's who you are. That's who you will be. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Be careful means pay attention. If you want to live in the kingdom of God, if you want to move in with him when you leave here, be careful, pay attention to what you're thinking. If you're not paying attention to what you're thinking, the enemy is going to take over your thinking. He works in your mind. That's why you're to take captive every thought. He uses people. He uses the things that you look at. So you always have to be careful. What am I thinking? Because it's doing something to you. Be careful. Pay attention to what you're thinking. And if you're not thinking the right thing, then think the right thing. Look at the Word of God and think that thing. Think on these things. Whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report. Philippians tells us, think on those things. Whatever is good, whatever is lovely. Because God is good, he's lovely. It's a good report. Pay attention. Think about it. Think about what you're thinking about. Because what you're thinking about is why your life is the way it is. And remember, the enemy is constantly going to be on his mission, roaming around to and fro throughout the earth, trying to find somebody to devour, trying to find somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, who's not paying attention to what they're thinking, somebody who thinks they're supposed to suffer, somebody who thinks they're supposed to be broke, somebody who thinks they're going to get sick. So he devours you with his lies. And that's why you have to know the truth, and you have to pay attention to what you're thinking. You decide what you're going to think, and you tell them that when you catch them. I decide what I'm going to think. I'm not sick. I don't have cancer. You know, I don't even really go to the doctor when I feel something coming on. Jesus tells me what it is. Jesus tells me what it is. And then he heals me. And I don't even go. I don't need a doctor to confirm what Jesus already told me and healed me of. I don't even need to prove that to anyone. Because if someone decides that they're going to think that they won't believe it, then they won't. Nothing's going to change their mind. So you have to decide. You have to get the revelation, knowledge, to have the faith to think the right things. So, that's the word I have for you today. It's an awesome word. I decide what I'm going to think, right? You decide. I decide that I'm going to live for Jesus. I decide that I'm not going to. I just want to say too, if you're not paying attention to what you're deciding, what you're thinking, you're not going to know. There's so many things you're not going to know. You're not going to know why you ended up in this situation. You're not going to know why on that day that you're standing before Jesus until you get there, away from me, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. You're not going to know why he's saying that to you until you get there if you don't learn here and now why he would say that. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. The word of God is full of the knowledge that you need. That you need to change what you think, to decide what you're going to think. And so pay attention. Don't just think any old thing. Don't not think about what you're thinking about. Because what you're thinking about, your life is shaped into. You know, even if you think that you're going to have all the things wrong with you that your parents do, you know, because when you go to the doctor, they want to know, did this run in your family, that, and that. And when I was asked that, I was learning the Word of God the last time I went to the doctor, which is, I don't know how long ago. But I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to have all that. I'm good. And you have to think that. By his stripes, you were already healed. He bore your sickness, your disease, your sorrow, your pain. And the enemy comes in and says, you're gonna lose everything and live on the street. No, I'm not. I refuse to think that. Because that will happen to me. I'll start acting like I don't have any money. I'll start acting like I'm already sick. God is so good. He's so in love with you. He wants you to know the truth. Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you for this truth today. We thank you for revealing revelation knowledge to us. As a man thinks, so is he. Be careful what you think. It's such an awesome word. We praise you. We thank you for that. We love you. Give you all the glory. So be careful what you think now. And, you know, a lot of people think God isn't real. He is. All you gotta do is look at the Word and decide to think that he is, and you'll see him. But if you decide ahead of time to think that he's not, you'll never see him. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.